Dave Spadaro here, joined by Eagles tight end Clay Harbor in our Xfinity studio here at training camp. It's Training Camp Live presented by Xfinity. And one player who's made, I don't know, boy, I watch you and I think you've made as much gain out on the field as any player on this team, Clay. I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I think you're having a great training camp.
Yeah, so far, you know, I've played pretty well. Brent got hurt, and that gave me an opportunity to step up and play with the ones and really get a chance to go with that unit full time. And I've done pretty well blocking and receiving wise, and, you know, just got to get better, got to improve some footwork, got to improve, you know, things in the blocking game, placement of hands, and just keep focusing in and working hard.
You are just a really focused guy, aren't you? The business of being an NFL player is what you're all about, isn't it?
Yes, it's my third season. You know, this is a big year for me. You know, I feel like I have a lot of opportunities here in camp to, you know, prove to the coaches what I can do. You know, a shortened season last year, shortened off season with the lockout, and then, you know, being a rookie coming into camp, I really felt like I really got to grasp and, you know, take control of this off season we had, and it's really benefited me a lot, and I feel the benefits of it on the field as well.
If you'd gone through the off season thinking that you had done a good job training, would you have known already if you didn't? I guess the point is, if you kind of went through the off season thinking you worked hard but really didn't work hard, would you be getting your rear end kicked out there right now?
You would. These practices are getting longer and longer when you put the pads on, and it shows when you go out there and you train hard in the off season. It shows the coaches see who's maybe a little sore, maybe gets, you know, a couple nicks and bruises, gets injured early. That, you know, maybe you haven't done as much in the off season to prepare yourself. So I really take pride in, you know, my training regimen and getting out there and getting after it in the weight room and on the field and coming in ready for camp.
Clay, you're ripped. I mean, your body is amazing. Talk about it. I mean, how much has it changed in the last couple of years?
Well, this off season was the first time I really took a change in my workout. I'm a hard worker. I'm a weight room guy. I like to hit the bench, the squat, the clean, and I'll go out and get the running on the field. And this year, I really changed it up. I went to a training facility called Extreme Speed in Plainfield, Illinois, with Kevin Casper, who was a 9-year NFL veteran.
Yeah, wide receiver.
And he had some great training techniques. We had us flipping tires, you know, using sledgehammers, running uphill on the treadmill, running backwards, running with resistance on the treadmill, 30 box jumps in a row. He has doing a lot of different explosive things, as well as mixing in some of that strength training. Mm-hmm. We're working with a lot of chains on our benches when we lift, a lot of bands on, as well as weight. And that really helps you to get these gains and makes you more explosive.
So your body's changed? I mean, the guns are unbelievable.
Yeah, it does. You can definitely see the benefits in some of the guys. You know, like when I came in, like, wow, you know, you even got bigger. We haven't seen you for, you know, 3-4 weeks, and you already, you know, you're bigger and more ripped and everything than you were when you came in. So, yeah, it's definitely great training and, you know, something I'll be doing, you know, for years to come.
But not at the expense of flexibility and – still having the soft hands and still having to be so lateral and so, change of direction, all this movement you need to make.
Yeah, right? That's the beauty of the program is it has a lot of endurance work with it, and it has a lot of flexibility, and that's really the base of it is explosiveness, flexibility, and speed. It's called extreme speed, and that's really, you know, what they're trying to generate. But they also have a great weight program, so it just gives you – it encompasses everything that you need as a professional athlete.
Did you also spend a lot of time in the offseason? I know you did, but just kind of quantify it for us. How many footballs you would catch every day?
Oh, yeah, I'd go out every day and catch balls. That was one of the main things I did. I dropped a couple balls in mini camp, and you know, I'm a real confident guy when it comes to my hand. I've been playing receiver since fourth grade, you know, high school. Mm-hmm. College, always a wide receiver, always caught balls, and that was, you know, it's one of the things I've been good at. So I figured I'd just go back to the basic and catch 50, 100 balls every day, and it's really paid off. You know, get your confidence back in your hands, and you know, no worries out there on the field, just worrying about running the route, everything else.
When's the last time you were timed in the 40-yard dash?
Just my pro day.
Okay, so it's been not since you've been in the NFL.
No,
I always get asked that question, and fans look at today's tight ends and they see these guys, you guys, going down the field, your wide receivers in tight end bodies, is your speed, are you faster now than you've ever been?
Yeah, I feel like I am. You know, a lot of guys ask me, you know, what's your 40 time? And I'll tell them, you know, I'm a mid 4.5 guy, and some people think, you know, I might be faster than that.
Are you really? How much do you weigh?
252.
And you run a 4.5 40?
Yes, sir.
Jumping, Jiminy.
Yep.
Wow.
yeah, I really take pride in my speed. And, you know, being a wide receiver early in college, I was faster. And when I put on the weight, I really kept a lot of the speed. So that's something that helped me get drafted, and, you know.
Clay, you actually think that working out is fun, don't you?
I do. I enjoy working out. When I'm done with football, I'm going to work out, you know, 5 days a week. And, you know, I'm really big into health and fitness and all that.
Have you changed the way you've eaten since you become an NFL player?
I've always eaten pretty healthy, but now I'm pretty much, you know, strict diet, you know, just staying chicken breast, pastas, salad, you know, making sure you hit all the everything on the food pyramid. And that's really what I eat now.
If you let yourself go and binge for a night, what will you binge on?
Maybe if there's one weak spot I have, peach cobbler. I haven't seen it in a while, so I've been lucky.
Let's talk about this offense and the way it's working. It looks very fast out there. There's a great deal of continuity, Clay. Michael Vick seems really, really comfortable with you guys. Early in camp here, are you pleased with the precision of the offense?
Yeah, we always want to get better, and that's what we strive to. But the offense, we feel good. We're a confident unit. You know, the line, you know, we lose Jason Peters, but D. Bell just stepped in there, and it's like he's just playing so well for not being in the offense that long, mm-hmm. making calls, getting everything right. And, you know, we really feel like we got so many weapons out there that we can, you know, we have one of the best offenses in the league, and, you know, that's what we're striving to do.
Do you think there's a part of the game plan that will utilize both you and Brent the way the Patriots use their tight ends and displace you and create matchups outside?
You know, I think there can be, and that's, you know, that's why this is a big offseason, a big training camp for me. I feel like if I play well and, you know, gain the coach's trust to that extent, that we can put a lot more of that two tight end stuff in there, mm-hmm. and have an offense that, you know, in a certain team, we might find some mismatches with two tight end sets, that we can use that style of offense with a lot of two tight end sets.
That's wild the way the tight end has become. From the old days when you were old, you know, blockers, inline blockers, to now, you're huge parts of the offense 20 yards down the field. It's remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, it used to be the offensive lineman that could catch the ball, and now it's the wide receiver that can block.
Yeah. How is your blocking?
Blocking's coming along well. Just got to work on some footwork things and hand techniques. You know, I like to hit. I'm a physical guy, and sometimes that works against me because I just think about, man, I want to go hit this guy, when really you got to take your steps and, you know, make sure you're in the correct spot and use your fundamentals and technique correctly.
What do you do for fun up here, Clay?
For fun up here, there's not much. There's really
watch,
you know,
the Olympics at all?
I we don't have a TV in our room, but I playing football is pretty fun. Yeah, so.
Gosh, you're all business, man. I like that. Is it different? Have you learned how to approach training camp here? I mean, first year you're a rookie. Second year everybody gets thrown into this boiling pot of water at training camp, and now I guess you've had time to figure it all out and decide the best approach to take.
Yeah, definitely the mindset's changed. After a couple training camps, you really know what it's about. You want to get off your feet as much as possible. And it's a business time from a few months before training camp until now. It's all working up into this. And, you know, this is what really makes your season and makes your career, training camps and before the season. And, you know, talking to some of the older guys and how they approach it, guys, veteran tight end like Donald Lee last year helped me a lot, talking to Brent. And those guys really helped me to get the correct mindset coming into camp. Mm-hmm. It's a business time. You've had your off season, and, you know, now it's just time to work.
Yeah. Are you phoning friends and family at night, or is that even part of the stuff that you don't do?
Yeah, but I talk to my mother every night before I go to bed. She makes sure I do, and I'll do that every night. And 365 days, I'll talk to her every day.
Yeah, that's good for you, man. Good for you. And do you tweet? Because you're the big – you are one of the many on this football team that are keeping in touch with your fans.
I am. I tweet. I like to tweet back to fans. It's a good way to keep in touch with the fans. And, yeah. You know, my Twitter handle is ClayHarbs82.
There we go.
And, yeah, shoot me a message, and I'll get back to you guys.
Yeah, and you can also add Dave Spadaro also if you get bored, because I'm trolling for some followers too. I actually think it's a great competition, the number of followers I have, because I think Twitter's kind of an interesting phenomenon, but what can I say? All right, hey, Clay, congratulations, man. Thanks for coming on. Great training camp so far. Best of luck for another 3 weeks here.
Yep.
Yeah. Jeez. Training camp is rolling on, and the first preseason game, August 9th, don't forget, that is at 7:30, Eagles Television Network. Make sure you tune in. Clay Harbor, everyone, thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.